It's Friday, man. It's Friday.
I mean, it's Wednesday, Friday.
Nah, Friday is the best Friday.
It is the best Friday. Yeah, 4 days off.
Away from the man. Yeah. All this hard work slaving over this hot microphone. I can't wait, man.
I wish you could have all been watching in the last minute and a half of Sligo trying to get into our computers.
Still can't get in.
Which just will not allow.
They are brilliant. They block them down so someone can't come running into the studio and take over the radio station.
Right. And now we can't use them.
Yeah, that's right. And they turn themselves off. And it's really helpful. So songs are running out. It's neat. It's a great thing.
That's part of the reason why you're excited. It's Friday.
Miss the nonsense over the next 4 days.
I'm sure you are. Let's talk about the show today, shall we?
We're doing a show today?
Of course.
Okay, all right.
We're doing a topic that we've done before, but that is always great, and that's weird things that happen on your flight.
Oh, that can be bad.
Because there's a new one.
Yeah, I think I saw you have some weird new audio.
I do, and it's not what you want. But I'm going to give it to you anyway.
All right.
We have one American dollar on the way.
I'm going to win some money.
And we have People Are Dumb as well. Coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
A song about Las Vegas, U2, Atomic City. They are back in Vegas as of January 26th. They added 11 dates to the Sphere.
So fantastic.
If you haven't had a chance yet to spend a lot of money to see the show.
I'm going soon.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Very jealous. I'm going to climb on board your car. And
you are not going to do any of that. When I brought you a story about someone naked in the news, I made an offhanded joke saying we should do people naked in the news stories.
Right.
We should make that a feature.
Because there's so many.
Who knew?
Who thought?
So the new feature has been called...
Who's naked now?
Yeah.
Who's naked now?
A lot of people.
Who's naked now?
Should probably change it already. Who isn't naked?
Who isn't
now?
Naked?
Might actually make it easier.
So there is an airport in Chile, and by the way, it's Thanksgiving time.
Yeah,
and I know it's not Thanksgiving time everywhere.
Not even in Turkey.
There are a lot.
Because you would think in Turkey,
This is Chile.
Oh, Chile.
There are
Chile.
Of people who are flying this time of year, even before Christmas.
And right.
You don't need this. There was a woman who was in her 20s, attended a party in Santiago last Thursday and took magic mushrooms.
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay.
And drank.
And sure. Yeah. Okay.
Somehow she ended up at the airport.
I think you know someone who had a similar story. Ended
I do?
Up in Paris.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. He's so casual about it. Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. That one. Dramatic footage showed the woman who was chatting with a male passenger who was pushing his luggage on a cart.
Okay. So at the airport?
She's naked.
She's naked.
Completely.
And he's like, wow, I like this country. I think I need to move here.
He's pushing his luggage on a cart, and she appears to be, like, pleading with him.
Hey.
And hugging him.
Can I have a t-shirt by chance, sir?
Then she knelt.
Uh-oh.
And got back on her feet before she wrapped her leg around him and tried to kiss him.
I love you, random stranger with
now,
clothes.
Random stranger with clothes pushed her away.
And her magic mushroom and alcohol-infused body went flying.
Additional recording shows the woman running toward passengers in another area of the terminal, shouting, I hate you! And grabbing them and pushing them and trying to hit them.
I'd be like, yeah, this seems about right.
Can you imagine?
No.
At the airport
no.
with everything that's going on with right. packing and security and everything else, to have a crazy woman on mushrooms naked.
Screaming,
I hate you, and trying to punch you. She then paced around and began to shout and walked inside a parking lot and assaulted a few others.
Now, you said you've seen the video.
Yes.
You said she's in her 20s.
Yes.
Is she?
No.
No, damn it, of course. Naturally. Naturally.
No.
Of course.
Unfortunately.
Always.
Yeah,
always,
yes. Yeah, always. Unfortunately, now as well. You need new money?
I do need new money.
I need dollar, dollar, that's what I need.
New money, who dis?
Did you say you needed new money?
Yeah, man.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you always print these dollar bills up, don't you?
That's true. I just write them with a pen. The category is the 10 most iconic Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade floats.
Oh, that's a tough one because I hate a parade.
I would rather take both eyes out
and
both ears than watch and listen to a parade.
I'm willing to help you with that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
A nightmare. And then they move so slow.
Yeah. And then people wonder why we don't generally turn up on parades here and there when they are available.
Ridiculously bad.
But
Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade is the biggest.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. got to be,
and
right?
These I are hope. Iconic, the 10 most iconic. So I will give you a hint that most of them are old.
Most of them are old.
Yes.
Been around a minute. Mm-hmm. Like me. Most of them are like old like me.
Not that old.
I mean, you know, there is one really great picture. They were on Central Park South, I believe. They were on the, like, I don't know, 12th floor.
Now you're showing off.
Yeah. And a giant Snoopy is going by their window down the...
giant Snoopy.
Which I thought it's a great picture, and that would be pretty cool to be sitting there watching the parade go by. Yes, Snoopy!
It's number five.
I love Snoopy. I do love Snoopy. don't they always have Santa and his reindeer? Isn't that the big draw of the whole thing? So I'm thinking some reindeer.
All right, reindeer Santa?
Yeah, Santa. Yeah. And his reindeer. Nope. Oh, Santa, you burn in hell, buddy. You just cost me $1.
You love Santa
you
1 second ago.
Worthless jerk. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. I can't believe Santa's not on the list.
Listen,
terrible.
Think more about the one you already got.
Snoopy.
It's sort of in that vein.
Oh,
I don't know why I'm helping you.
I'm going to say a giant turkey. Isn't there a giant turkey?
A giant turkey.
Balloon? Oh, man. Rocky and Bullwinkle. Rocky and Bullwinkle. Oh, come on! SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
Square pants. He has pants that are square.
You've already guessed six times. I don't know one of them. I'll tell you that up front.
Oh, wow.
No,
okay.
You lose. See, that's, I mean, you got one right. It was the first one.
Thanksgiving spirit is squashed.
The only one that I don't know is Jeff Koons' rabbit.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what that is.
So they have a giant
artwork or
balloon
something?
Of this whatever we just said.
Number nine is Humpty Dumpty.
What? Really?
Number eight is Barney.
Barney? From the Flintstones?
From the... Kids
oh,
cartoon.
The stupid
Barney.
Purple thing.
Yeah, the purple thing.
Oh, right, okay.
Paddington Bear.
Okay.
Kermit the Frog.
Yay! I like Kermit the Frog.
You didn't guess
I'm okay
it.
With that. I didn't.
Snoopy?
Yep,
that one. Underdog.
Oh, that was my favorite when I was a kid.
What?
I loved Underdog.
You, what?
I don't know. I didn't think about
you
it. I didn't
just
know
said that was my favorite.
It was, and I didn't know he was in a parade. Now I might watch it.
Oh, my God.
On Thanksgiving morning? Is that when it happens? Is it like 3 in the morning or something?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Really
number
early.
Number 2 is Spaceman.
What?
I'm sorry, that's number 3. Just a random 70-foot
like
Spaceman.
Yeah. Okay. That's when the acid's really kicking in.
Number 2 is Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Right. Number 1 is Felix the Cat.
Oh, Felix the Cat is number 1 on the hit parade of Thanksgiving Day, Macy's
so,
Day.
Wow. No money for you.
What's up with Florida?
Florida man causes $2 million in damage with hot-wired excavator crashing into Walmart.
So he stole an excavator.
Yep.
And then he drove it into a Walmart.
Which is an excavator, for those of you who don't know, is one of those that has a long arm on the front with a bucket.
Oh, right.
And you dig out dirt.
Sort of like a giant get the toy sort of thing. But
Yes. Sort of like that.
Sort of like that.
A machete-armed Florida man.
Just keeps getting better.
Stole the excavator and went on a joyride through Gainesville on Monday night, crashing into several buildings, including a Walmart, and causing roughly $2 million in damage.
Holy cow, with an excavator that he hotwired.
He hotwired it, drove it away, allegedly broke through the chain link fence at the work site before he drove into buildings at a nearby storage unit center.
Was he naked?
He was not naked.
Oh, good.
I don't believe so.
That's finally a positive thing.
It did say that he extended the excavator's boom to inflict additional damage.
Boom.
That's the scoop thing.
Sure.
4 buildings belonging to the storage company were damaged or destroyed during his escapade.
With the excavator?
When he arrived at the Walmart, Smith smashed the 72,000-pound machine. How do you hotwire that, by the way?
I don't know. I need to learn that, I think.
Against a loading dock wall before crashing into the store, causing extensive damage to the Walmart.
There you are, trying to buy whatever you're buying at Walmart. Right. I was really thinking of some nasty stuff, but I won't say it. And in comes a dude with an excavator.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And a machete.
Right. Just for good measure.
Smith then allegedly fled the excavator and ran inside the Walmart,
mm-hmm.
armed with the machete
right?
But discarded it.
Oh,
a rare moment of super rare moment of clarity.
All right, you're really
this is going to be bad for me because I stole a 72,000 pound excavator and he broke down a bunch of light poles,
sure,
and electric wires were on the ground and all that stuff.
Okay. So you're standing in Walmart, you're buying your nasty little whatevers,
yes,
and he comes crashing through a wall and he gets off, runs right past you and drops the machete,
throws the machete up to the side.
You pick it up. Do you leave it there?
I leave it there, but yeah. I wait a good long time to see what's going on.
Yeah. Do you take any photos? There you go.
Yeah, I take the photo. I start recording video immediately.
Sure, of course.
And maybe I run after him.
Sure, why not? Maybe you grab the excavator and finish the job.
Continue destroying it.
Wednesday night to Thursday night, Thursday night to Friday night, Friday to Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. It's going to be wall-to-wall, nonstop, loud party music.
All right.
Starting at 5 o'clock.
We know how to celebrate.
This very afternoon, nothing but party music for days. I mean, as far as the eye can see. Your neighbors are going to be pissed. Turn it down. Starting at 5, all long, weekend long. Okay.
Dark and weird.
Love that song.
Just the way I like it. Royal Blood is who that is. That is called Pull Me Through on KLOS. Now, those guys have already planned some shows in June in Paris, and tickets are on sale now for that show. It's kind of freaking me out. Like, Royal Blood, that's who that was, Pull Me Through.
Two people in that band.
Yeah. Crazy sound. So yeah. Amazing. And Stones. Rolling Stones are going to be here July
10th.
At
SoFi.
And all weekend, starting tomorrow, and Wednesday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, JD's going to be handing out tickets to that show. But that's so far in advance. When did this start happening where it's like, all right, we're going to do a show 6 years from now, buy your tickets tomorrow?
I think it's the bigger bands that do that.
Well, I mean, they're planning for June. Royal Blood is, and they're just kind of getting up off the ground.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
That's some serious planning. I mean, you know, I guess with the big stage shows these days, as much as they put into it, maybe they need a little more lead time.
I don't know what I'm doing Friday and Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
A woman threatens to pee in plane aisle. Pulls down pants after flight attendant denies access to bathroom.
Oh, really? So she's like, I'm just going to go. What is she, 5?
She said, I'll go right here.
She like 5 years old or she just?
No, she's not 5. She's a fully grown adult.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with
and
people?
TMZ had the video. There was the woman who wanted to go to the bathroom. It was a flight from Florida, by the way.
Florida!
To, I don't know where. Does it matter?
No.
The woman wanted to use the bathroom. The flight attendant said no.
Yeah, I mean, I've sat there with my legs crossed because for whatever reason, you know, it's just the rules. It's
and
the
it's
way
uncomfortable.
It's safety.
It sucks.
Yes, but I'm not going to pull my pants down. People would be amazed. They'd be like, whoa.
We're going to take your calls about weird things that happen on your flights because of everybody that's going to be flying this weekend.
Right.
Weird things that happen on your flights at 818-955-KLOS. This woman stood up, said, I have to go to the bathroom. Flight attendant said no. She said, listen, I'll go right here. And she pulled down her pants.
Oh, yeah.
And squatted in the aisle.
Come on.
She didn't pee, but she threatened to.
Oh, she was, boy, how do you get that close and not?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be able to stop at that point.
Then she pulled her pants back up and started yelling.
Yeah.
And that's, this is the audio from that.
I'm ready to pee over here. Sorry, everybody.
Are you serious?
Wow, now that is some amazing audio. That is great. What a dingbat, first of all. But the reaction from the crowd is...
Ooh.
Yeah. Hold on, I have to hear that again.
I'm ready to pee over here.
Just be quiet. Sit down.
Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, everybody. That is... I like the reaction from the crowd.
Well, I mean,
the
there
plane.
Are kids there.
Right.
And some of the parents are angry.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Yes. What is wrong with you? Sometimes
you're
you have to hold your pee.
Precious. You're so important.
So weird things that happened on your flight. Craziness on your flight. 818-955-KLOS. We are also talking about people traveling. And there was a woman who threatened to pee in the aisle of a plane.
Oh, cow.
Mm-hmm.
What a cow.
Because she had to go to the bathroom and the flight attendant said, no, not right now.
No.
So she said, look, I can pull my pants down and show everybody my butt.
The reaction from the crowd was amazing.
So we're talking about crazy things that happened on flights. You have one?
I saw Tina Yathers. Remember her from Family Ties?
Yes.
Yeah, and I go, hey, you look just like Tina Yathers. She goes, I am Tina Yathers. I go, no, but really, you look just like her. She goes, I am Tina Yathers. And I go, oh, cool.
No, I still insist, you look just like her.
And so we got on the plane, and she was like in the seat next to me, and I go, incredible, incredible. She got so pissed off. It was funny.
I think I'm on her side.
I'm like, I'm never flying coach again.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, we appreciate it. Hello, KLOS.
We were on the tarmac waiting for the plane because we delayed because of rain. Mm-hmm. So it was my mom, myself, and my sister.
Right.
And so the stewardess goes around and she starts passing out peanuts. Skip my sister. So she's like two rows past her. And she's, my sister yells out, hey, I missed some peanuts. And I can still picture her today. She turned around and she Nolan Ryan a pack of peanuts right to my sister's stomach.
Wow.
That's fantastic. Wow.
That's your damn peanuts.
Everybody was laughing. Everybody was having such a blast.
That's truly funny.
That is awesome.
That's great.
Incoming peanuts. 818-955-KLOS.
You saw something weird on a flight?
Don't do it. Don't get on a plane. Don't go to LAX. Don't try to leave. Don't.
Bad things can happen on a plane.
Just 7 years to get through security and everything else and get your car parked, and then you got a lunatic sitting next to you.
And then a woman gets into the aisle, wants to pee, takes down her pants.
Ta-da!
So we're talking about flying nightmare stories. You have one?
I was on a flight once. It was like a remake of Smokey and the Bandit. This lady came from the bathroom in the back of the airplane, and as she's walking down the aisle, she had like a 20 to 25 foot toilet paper tail.
A long trail of toilet paper.
Wow.
I was dying laughing. And then somebody ran up to say, hey, and I just, you know.
Well, they chased Sheriff Buford T. Justice out into the parking lot, and he was still trailing his paper.
You got it. That's why I'm laughing so hard. I've never ever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually seen that happen in real life. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
All right, so I was on a flight from LAX to Orlando, sitting fat and happy in row 6 on the aisle, when a very tall, bald-headed gentleman sat in front of me, his head above the seat, and he had very realistic eyes tattooed on the back of his head.
Oh, wow.
That is really great.
So uncomfortable.
Sure, that's insane. He was staring at you the whole time?
The whole 5-hour flight.
Wow.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I couldn't watch a movie. I couldn't do anything.
That makes me want to shave my head and get tattoos of eyes on the back of my head. That's fantastic.
Wow, you win.
You win. Thank
that is
you
definitely
for calling.
The weirdest thing.
Yay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by our Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Who's naked now?
Who's naked now?
A woman in an airport in Chile was naked, running around, and attacking passengers.
And enjoying shrooms, as I understand it.
She was on mushrooms, and yes.
She was naked as can be, and one of those people who really shouldn't have been naked, ever.
Correct, yes. Sluggo lost one American dollar for not knowing 4 of the top 10 iconic floats at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Clearly, I won't be watching tomorrow morning.
And don't fly.
Yes, really. That's, I think, what we learned from talking to people about things that go on in planes and flights that they've had. Just don't fly.
And if you got plans, good luck.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty on this extremely long weekend, a 4-day weekend. Hell yeah.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
That's right. It's nothing but party music between now and then. And one last thought for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.